Hey everybody, tonight we are starting the Shar HaKa'as. So I don't think we're going to get past the Shar HaKa'as this summer. We're already in our last week over here, so let's at least get started with the Shar HaKa'as. Ka'as obviously is a very terrible midah, and it's going to be a tough trick for the Arch HaSadikim to pull off to try to show where Ka'as ever becomes positive. Because when a person is enraged, they are out of their minds. And in general, it is always better to be in our minds than to be out of our minds if we want to make wise decisions in life and engage in behaviors that we're not going to regret later on. So the Arch HaSadikim tells us, HaKa'as hi midah ra'a. This is a bad midah. Not that this midah can go either way, one way or the other. It is a bad midah. In what way is it bad? So he says there are four ways that it is bad. Number one, and just this is the first part, which is a general introduction to Ka'as. So all he's going to do is identify four ways that it's bad. Ukasher hagerev mecholi aguf, kenakas mecholi anefesh. First of all, it's an indication that a person is unwell, that a person needs help. If a person finds himself is getting angry all the time, a person should not be embarrassed about seeking help, because he's going to need to learn strategies of how to deal with it.
Can Ka'as just be like, if you formulate it in the right way, can it just be channeled into
passion? So we'll have to see. There's a difference between passion and Ka'as. Passion is very often a positive energy. Ka'as is a decidedly negative energy.
A fiery person.
So we have to learn how to control these things. All these things, we have to learn how to control them. But if a person finds that he loses control on a consistent basis, so first thing says the Arch HaSadikim, he has what's called a choli hanefesh. He is ill, and he needs help. He needs to learn strategies of how to deal with this and how not to fall prey to his tendency to Ka'as. How to deal with the fight or flight reaction to any time there's stress in his life and things like that. So he has to learn how to deal with these things. So that's one. Number two, he says, "Va'amru Rabbeinu, kolakois kol mina gehenim shaltem bo shnema v'haser kas milibcha ve'aver ra mibasarcha ve'in ra el gehenim shnema kol pal Hashem lemanei v'gam rasha liyom ra'a." That if a person is koes, a person gets angry, he's going to suffer from Gehenna. Now, this can be understood in two ways. The most obvious way, that he's going to go to Gehenna. He's going to make a lot of terrible mistakes, and he's going to end up in Gehenna. But probably what the Arch HaSadikim means over here is not that. Not that lachar mei v'esrim, he's going to find himself on the wrong side of things. No, it means his life is going to be Gehenna. He's ruining his own life. He doesn't find any happiness in his life. He doesn't find any satisfaction in his life. A person's torturing himself. It's like when a person gets angry at somebody else and he lashes out at someone, it's like, you know, punching himself in the face, expecting it to hurt the other person. It doesn't work that way. It's not going to hurt the other. You're hurting yourself. A person who allows himself to get angry is living a life of torture. So that is number two. So again, number one, it's just emotionally unhealthy. Number two, it is he's torturing himself as he continues to have this Ka'as. Number three, v'lo od ela shatachtonios sholtos bo. That he's going to suffer physically. That a person who is always getting angry is going to have an effect on his health. Tachtonios means he's going to have gastrointestinal problems. Whatever the problem is going to have, he's probably going to have problems with his heart rate. He's probably going to have problems in a lot of areas of health. I think they say, I don't remember where I saw it, but that a person who suffers from stress and anger and these kinds of negative emotions, it's more unhealthy than smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. It has a tremendously negative effect on a person's physical health. If a person wants to live a long life, he has to learn how to take things in stride. He has to learn not to get too rattled by everything that happens. And, you know, things sometimes don't go the way we would like them to go. But that's not within our control. What is within our control is how we react when things don't go the way we want them to go. Ka'as is very closely associated with gaiva, because the instinct to get angry when something doesn't go the way you want it to go is often rooted in the sense that I deserve better. How could this happen to me? How could this person talk to me that way? Very often, kas comes from a sense of gaiva. If a person has very little expectation, it doesn't feel that he's deserving of something, that he's deserving of anything special, so then when things don't go his way, his mindset will likely be, wow, I had a good run, you know, I was lucky for a while, and I guess things finally caught up with me. He's not going to feel like wronged by anything that doesn't go the way he would like it to go. So that is on the third level, that it is physically unhealthy for a person to get angry. The fourth issue of kasva, Odam Rabbe Seinu, the Gemara Maseches Nedarim tells us, Kalakoes Afilu Shechina Ina Chashuva Kenegdo. It is very spiritually unhealthy. Bein Adam L'Makom, we already went through how Bein Adam L'Atzmo, he's torturing himself, he's physically harming himself, he's emotionally unhealthy, but Bein Adam L'Makom, his Avodas Hashem, is going to be damaged significantly, that even the Shechina doesn't matter to him. Shnemar Rasha Kikova Apo Bal Yidrosh Eino Lekim Kolmaz Mosav. That a person is not interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's angry. He doesn't see anything other than the object of his anger. And not only that, va'af mishakech talmudo u'mosif tipshu, so it will cause him to forget his learning. He's going to become more foolish. Shenemar ki kas b'chik k'silim yanuach. It stays with a k'sil, with a fool. U'ksiv u'ksil yifrosu belas. U'biyadua shavanosav merubim yizchiyosav. If a person gets angry frequently, it's a safe bet that in the giant scales up in Shemayim, he's got more averos than he has zuchiyos. Shenemar u'balche marav pesha. That a person is going to be involved in many pshayim, in many averos when he's angry. And the punishment for the anger itself, just for that avera of getting angry, is going to be significant. So it's terribly spiritually in Ben Adam Makom level in these three ways that he's not goreis the Shechina. He doesn't even see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life. It's very hard to get angry when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life. Right, if a person has an appreciation that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in his life, so it's almost like nothing else matters because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. So how could I be concerned about anything? Hashem is here, so Hashem is taking care of everything. So when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life, it's very, very difficult to get angry, and it's also, by the way, very difficult to have gaiva when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life, because when one feels that the Ribbono Shel Olam is there and the Ribbono Shel Olam is providing for him, there's just this overwhelming sense of achrayus, that here the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving me everything. He's giving me the air to breathe, he's giving me the energy to live, he's giving me everything that I have, so I have this great sense of achrayus, not a sense of entitlement, a sense of achrayus to live my life the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam would be proud. And it causes him, it's bad for one's learning. If a person gets angry, it makes a person unintelligent, and it causes him to do many, many averos. So that's the general introduction to kas. So it's unhealthy in these four ways, and within that fourth way of being spiritually unhealthy, these three subcategories of spiritual unhealthiness: lack of recognition of God, bad for your learning, and just doing lots and lots of averos, not only the aver of getting angry itself. So now we get into some of the nuts and bolts. Now we're going to get into some of the details of kas. So says the Orcha Siddiqui, Va'ata ro'a b'nei adam. I ask you to pay attention, he says, to take a look. Look at people. K'shem ko'asim u'machzikim b'kasam. Look at a person when he's angry, at how he's behaving when he's angry. Einam sim libam al masha osim. They're mamish out of their minds. They're not even paying attention to what they're doing. Now, last week there was a legendary mechanic who passed away. Rabbi Trenk passed away. It was, I don't know if he was Rosh Shiva or Menal of Adelphi Yeshiva, which I know it used to be a place where Yeshiva Bachram would go when they needed some help. You know, it was, and then this was a person who dealt with the worst kinds of issues. And one of the Hasfeitim, they were saying that there was a boy that had this serious anger issue. And Rabbi Trenk was trying to physically restrain him, or just maybe hug him, and the boy started punching him in the face. Just punch, like, know what it takes to punch someone in the face? Hopefully not. Hopefully you don't know what it takes to punch someone in the face. Punching someone in the face, that's like a madriga, you know? You gotta be a little out of your mind to you know, literally just go for something. And he started punching him in his face, and Rabbi Trent wouldn't let go of him. Because he didn't know what the guy would do if he would let go of him. And he just took the blows. He just took 30, 40, he couldn't open his mouth, he couldn't move his jaw for 3 weeks after that. Because he realized that if I let this guy go, who knows what's going to happen? He just needs to be held in place until, but by someone who loves him, not you know, to strap him down or whatever. And that's the way a person who's angry acts. That a person, he doesn't realize what he's doing. He loved his Rebbe, but he's punching him in the face because he was angry. So he acts totally out of his mind. If you could show a video. We had one of my children was throwing a tantrum once years ago, so we took out a couple of years ago. I took out my phone, started videoing it. So, just not to share it with anybody else, just share it with him, because I don't think he realized. I don't think he saw himself, and like as soon as he realized what I was doing, he stopped. Meaning, when you realize that there's like it could be seen. And that, like, there's, you know, and you try to, like, step out of yourself and, like, think, what does this look like from outside of my own mind? What does this look like? And you realize it doesn't look like you. It certainly doesn't look like what you want to be or how you want to behave or how you want anyone to ever see you. A person acts out of his mind when he's angry. Kiakas motzi sichlo shalado mikirbo at shemar b'divrei hakas. It pushes away the seichel. As Chazal tells us that that a person only sins if he has a ruach shtus. So we discussed in the past different interpretations of ruach shtus. But on a simple level, when a person is koes, he's deranged. A shota is someone who is a deranged person. Very often people misunderstand. They think a shota means someone who's developmentally disabled or something like that. That's not a shota. If a person is severely developmentally disabled, that's the category of a cherish. But a shota is someone who's deranged, who's out of his mind. So that's a balkas. A balkas is temporarily deranged. So obviously he's going to do things that he's going to regret, that doesn't even feel like himself. V'nichlas b'machlokas v'kantorim, and he's going to get involved in machlokas. And as we've said before, you get involved in machlokas, it's never worth it. You know, they Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach died, the entire world came to the Zilavaya. You know, from right to left, all segments of Israeli society, and to the point that people were wondering why the other guy was there. Meaning, like, the people with the, you know, from the Haredi community wondering, what are the Hasidim doing here? The Hasidim wondering, what are the Dati Lumi people doing here? Like, why are they connected? Like, they didn't even understand that they could all admire the same person. Why? Because he completely avoided Machlokas at all costs. They tried to pull him in. Rav Shach tried to get him involved in politics. Was not interested. He wouldn't get involved in anything political. Completely avoided Machlokas at all costs. Just wouldn't touch it. Wouldn't. Always with a smile. Always with a certain, gentle way of dealing with people. And that because it's never worth it. Machlokas always comes back to haunt a person. You know, sometimes a person thinks, that's okay. I can get into a fight with someone. I'm never going to see this person again. You don't realize how small the world is. You don't realize how things come back around. I remember when I was in, I spent one summer, the summer after 12th grade, I was in Morosh HaKollel for 1 month and Mesor HaKollel for 1 month. Don't ask, whatever the Svara was. That year, Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos like it does this year. So we observed Tisha B'Av on Sunday. So right after Tisha B'Av, right after Tisha B'Av, I was in the Mesor HaKollel bunk and I was shaving, and because you're allowed to shave right after, you have to wait till the next day when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. So a guy came in and he started yelling at me, "You're a guy. You're not allowed to shave till tomorrow morning. It's asur to do whatever." He started really having at it, and so I got very angry at him. Like, who do you think you are? What are you yelling at me? Don't you know what it says in the Mishnah Berurah? I got very, very angry at him, and I thought, you know, this guy's a jerk. I don't care if I fight with this guy. Like, I'm never going to see this guy again anyway. He's from, I don't remember where he's from. He's from some, I mean, I do remember, I'm not going to say, you know, like, I have no shaykhus with this guy. We're not going to go to the same yeshiva. We're not going to be. And then, like, 2 years later, my wife's close friend got engaged. And who's the guy? You know? And it's like it always comes back. It always, they're divorced now, but still. But it always comes back. So not because of that. but you know, it's never worth getting involved in machlokas. L'chein i'efshar she'yinatz alakas mechatan gedolim. A person gets angry, can't avoid very significant averos. V'chein amar Eliyahu l'Rav Yehuda. Eliyahu tells Rav Yehuda in Brachos of Chavtaz, lo tirtach v'lo techti. Don't become enraged, and then you won't sin. There are three ways that you can tell what a person is really all about. And ha'echon mehem b'ka'aso. One of them is b'ka'aso. What are the other two? Kiso and koso. So it's interesting because ka'aso is different than kiso and koso. Meaning, we just got through saying that when a person is angry, he's not himself. He's not acting like himself. And that's not a way to judge a person how he is when he's angry. That's not him. Right? So what does it mean you can tell a person by his kas? No, you can tell a person ki be'es ha-kas adam nikar im yisgaber kas al chachmas va'osin inyanim be'es ha-kas b'lo anagas ha-chachma ba'zeh nikar ka'aso. Nikar be'kaso means if he allows himself to get angry. Not how he acts when he's angry. If he allows himself to get to that point. Vim tisgaber chachmas al kaso v'lo yidaber. But if he calms himself down and thinks rationally, says, is this worth getting angry about? Is this worth a fight? Is this worth saying something? That's what's nicker. If he doesn't do anything, if you say, wow, if I were that guy, I'd get so angry right now. And you see that he handles it with equanimity. He's just calm and he doesn't do anything. That's how he's nicker b'kaso. So it's not while he's angry. It's unlike kiso and koso. Right? With koso, you would imagine it's how he acts when he drinks. Because nichlas yayin yatsa sod. Right? So a person who, when he drinks, starts getting nasty and brutish. Right? So that tells you something about a person. Some people, when they drink, you know, on Purim or whenever, will just start saying Divrei Torah, or will start, you know, being very lovey and hugging everybody and telling everyone how wonderful life is and how wonderful the world, right? So that tells you something about a person. Whatever it tells you, but it tells you something about a person. Right? But that's when he already had his coats. Bikiso, how does he spend his money? What's worth spending money on? There's some people that will complain about every single dollar of yeshiva tuition that they have to pay, but will not complain about how expensive their car or their boat or whatever else, you know, whatever other toys they have. You know, they won't complain about that. Because how a person spends his money, you can tell a lot about a person, about what a person values, about what he chooses to spend his money on. So in that sense, kiso and koso are a little different than kaso. Kaso is not how he acts when he's angry. Everybody acts the same way when they're angry, out of their minds. There's no one that acts appropriately when they're angry. The point is not to get angry, to learn the strategies, how to not to let things get to you, how to walk away, how to remain calm, how to handle things, how to you know, somehow feel bad for the other person, that they're doing this to you, that they're trying, that they feel the need to egg you on, or they feel the need to try to get under your skin. That's how you can tell what a person is in terms of ka'aso. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the next part.